Clifton House is a luxurious English estate now owned by the National Trust. It's run as a luxury hotel by Iconic Luxury Hotels and ranks as one of the most impressive hotels in the UK in pedigree, opulence and outstanding service. In 1966, it was 1666, you're quite right. It was built as a hunting lodge and a place to entertain his mistress by the second Duke of Buckingham. Twice destroyed by fire, it was rebuilt each time more exquisite than before. Every British monarch since George I has visited. The Beatles filmed part of the movie Help there in 1965. And Prince Harry stayed in the Spring Cottage, fronting the Thames River on the estate. How do we know all this? Clifton General Manager Kevin Brooke revealed all this and more to our reporter Michelle Winner during her recent stay in style.
I am at the most gorgeous place out in the English countryside, just about 20 minutes from Heathrow, at the Clifton House. And joining me today is Mr. Kevin Brooke, the general manager of Clifton House. Hello and welcome to the show.
Hi, Michelle. Thank you.
Well, we were talking earlier about the multifaceted place that Clifton House is, and perhaps we could go into a little bit about it, about the restaurants, the food, the spa, events and parties, and your garden and the National Trust.
Yes, absolutely. Well, we're very blessed here at Clifton. As you say, it is very multifaceted and it's got so much to offer to so many people. So we're not restricted in any way to a particular market or a particular type of guest experience. It's very open and it's here for everyone to enjoy. But we're lucky enough to be in situated here in a wonderful location on the bank of the Thames, close to London, mm-hmm. But in a wonderful piece of countryside. And it's 376 acres of National Trust parkland, which they manage beautifully and which is a showpiece in itself. And really the crown jewel, I guess, is the house itself. Yeah. It's 353 years old, so it's got this incredible history which stretches back to 1666. And that gives us a real storyline, which guests really enjoy. So typically when guests arrive, to A, see the incredible architecture and, mm-hmm. and the physical appearance of the house, and then walk in and start to understand the history of it and who's lived here and who's stayed here and what's happened here, creates something quite unique and quite special. And then we're lucky enough to have a wonderful chef, so fantastic food, an amazing state-of-the-art spa, so wonderful spa facilities. Great function rooms. We throw fantastic parties here, and you know, that's in keeping with the history here all the way through. Clifton's got this mischievous side and all kinds of scandal and skullduggery and debauchery parties have taken place here. And then we have these wonderful rooms that just give a nod to this incredible history. So it's very much a sort of all-embracing experience, and I think many, many different people enjoy it for many different types of experiences.
Yes. Yeah. I was talking with Angela Day, your in-house PR for this iconic hotel. She's just lovely to speak with.
Yes, she is.
And she mentioned something that was so important that I thought was wonderful. It's about people, instead of walking through behind the velvet ropes, they can actually stay here and enjoy the experience of the place for themselves.
Yeah, very much. And I think, you know, that's quite unique. Clifton is a national treasure. And people come from miles around, all over the country, all over the world to see Clifton. And I think the ability to step inside a Grade 1 listed building, a historic house such as this, and really experience it for what it is quite unique. So it's not a case of certain areas are roped off and you can't touch this, can't touch that. Mm-hmm. No, it's a house, it's a home, and we welcome you into our home for everyone to enjoy.
You and I were talking about that. Part of the really interesting thing about being part of the National Trust is that some of the glorious pieces of art and furniture and books and things around you do belong to them, but also your company as well. Could you tell us a little bit about that?
Absolutely.
And the renovation.
Sure, sure. I mean, the National Trust are the landlords of Clifton. They own it, and they continue to manage and operate the grounds, whereas we manage the house from off a lease. So we took over the lease. I say we, it's London and Regional, which is our parent company. They took over the lease from the National Trust in late 2012. And the house was in a bit of, it was a little bit run down. It was looking a little bit tired. And they invested millions of pounds into a huge renovation project over a four-year period to bring it all back to life. And no expense was spared. Every room, every area was refurbished and addressed and redone. And the final piece of the jigsaw was the spa, which was closed down in September 2016 and reopened in July 2017. And that completed the renovation.
It's lovely space.
It's incredible.
Yes.
It's wonderful. Yes. So what you have now, it's the renovation was very sympathetic to what Clifton is. So what I mean by that is, you know, there was no point in dressing it up into something different. You know, Clifton speaks for itself.
It does.
The history, the architecture, the furniture, the colours, the whole layout. So it's really, as I say, just bringing that back to life. Within that, the National Trust have priceless pieces of art and artefacts from all over the world, from the Astor period stretching back to the Duke and Duchess of Sutherland, who owned it in the mid 19th century. So there are some incredible pieces here and very unique, which are very, very valuable. And we obviously can't touch them. That they belong to the National Trust. They are the protectors of it and the owners of it. But we, I guess, we're the guardians.
You are the guardians.
So day to day, you know, we nurture it, we protect it, we make sure that everyone comes to enjoy it, but also treats it with the respect that it deserves.
Now, you have spectacular suites here. And so I wanted to mention that when I was mentioning I was to people that I was going to Clifton, oh, are you going? Because Meghan Markle stayed there on the eve of her ceremony. And I said, gosh, I didn't even know a thing about it. Are you able to speak about that a little?
Well, she certainly stayed here. I can confirm that. I think 2 billion people around the world that were watching the wedding can probably confirm that as well. So that's certainly no secret. And we were absolutely honoured and privileged to play a very small part in a very special day. And I think, you know, having her stay here the night before the wedding was incredible, absolutely incredible.
It really was.
It was a glorious May day, and you know, the house and the grounds were just shining, and it was such a happy occasion, and something for the whole country to be proud of. So it was absolutely wonderful, and she thoroughly enjoyed it.
I think she
and,
did.
She did. She was obviously, you know, glowing throughout the following day at her wedding. So
she was.
I like to think that Clifton has a special place in her heart.
She had a nice rest.
Yes, yes.
Now, we want to talk a little bit about, you do have quite a few events here. I mean, you're pretty used to these things.
We are.
And you have a special team here, headed again by Paul O'Neill, your executive chef.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so Paul does an amazing job here as executive chef, and he's been with us for a couple of years, about 18 months now as executive chef. And does an amazing job. He's a Roux scholar, so you know, he's amongst many other things, he's had a wonderful career, and he's really forged a fantastic team here, and the food is a significant part of our offering.
I can attest to the quality and the imagination and the layers of flavors and the well-trained.
That's good to hear. Yeah. I mean, the key really is Clifton is a British country house, and so that needs to be reflected in every part of our offering, none more so than in our food. Mm-hmm. So the ingredients, wherever possible, are British. So you know, we source locally. and it's a reflection of where we are. And so you get a sense of place in your dining experience here, not only from your physical surroundings, but in the food that you're eating. So it's very British, but and we don't want, I mean, again, we don't want Clifton to be stuffy and formal and complicated, and we don't want our food to be too complex or too confusing. We want the ingredients to speak for themselves, and more is less sometimes. So there never has been, and there never will be, a compromise on the quality. But in terms of the presentation and the overall concept, you know, we want to keep it relatively simple, but pure and organic and British.
And hopefully you'll snag a window table with a view to the parterre and the gardens. It's the most stunning.
It's an incredible experience. I'm obviously biased, but it is an incredible experience.
Or you could have tea here and have the look out there.
Very much so. It's not just about the food, and it's not just about the room, and it's not just about the service. It's about all of those which come together to create something quite special.
Now, what keeps people coming back, briefly, before we have to wrap up? I'm so sorry, we're running out of time.
I like to think, you know, Clifton is very much a home from home. And I know that's a well used line in the hospitality industry. Mm-hmm. But truly, you know, we operate Clifton as a house, not a hotel. When guests come into Clifton, we're welcoming them into our home. And it's about personal service. It's about tailoring the guest experience to their individual needs and requirements, and standing out. And, you know, our simple purpose is to make every single guest want to return. And different guests have different needs. And it's our job to make sure that we understand those needs, and tailor the offering according to those needs.
So well done.
Well, sometimes little things go such a long way, and sometimes big things go such a long way. But knowing guests by name and not by a room number or a room name, knowing what they like, you know, that's what gives a sense of hospitality and familiarity, which ultimately means guests want to come back.
And so do your handmade beds. And I just adored my name on the door of the suite.
Good. Yeah, no, the beds are incredible, I have to say. And a lot of guests comment on the names on the doors. And that's not just something that we've done over the last few years. That's been in place for decades.
It's a tradition. It's a tradition. And we're back to that again.
Absolutely. It's part of the Clifton folklore.
Well, General Manager at Clifton, Kevin Brook, it has been an absolute delight to speak with you today. Thank you so much for joining me.
Thank you, Michelle. Real pleasure. Thank you.
That was our America's correspondent, Michelle Winner, with the General Manager of England's Clifton House, Kevin Brook.
You're listening to the Travel Writers Show on JAIR 87.8 FM.